very good crowd, little pleaser that, I thought. Welcome to PCP, it's me, it's Pete Cogle. That was Turn Up The Stereo by Delhi to Dublin, marvellous track, I thought. On a bit of a Moomba tip, of course, which is quite interesting, from them, because, well, they do all sorts of stuff, don't they? There was a bit of, well, a bit of, as I said, a bit of Delhi, a bit of Indian, a bit of Dublin, a bit of an Irish break in there, and definitely a Moomba beat, which is rather nice. I enjoyed it, hope you did too. That's from a free track, it's available from Bandcamp, from a forthcoming album, so look forward to that when it comes out soon, very much so. Oh, so what sort of week have you had? It's been a long one for me. It's been very, very tiring. I've been very, very busy. After I left you on Saturday last week, I went up to London Bridge. Not London Bridge, I always say that. Tower Bridge up in London on Sunday for a recording. I did a recording as part of work. There's a video come out. It was a very interesting thing. It was a classical music concert, architected specifically for the shape of Tower Bridge. By a guy called Samuel Bordoli, who's put together some music. He calls it live music sculpture. And it's a sort of juxtaposition of the architecture of the place and the music in time. And it's very interesting because he sort of, you know, he had to work out the acoustics, the position of the players, which musicians were in which place, etc., etc. But as he wrote the piece, very cleverly done, I thought. Anyway, interesting. So that was my day job on Sunday. Very busy at work after that, but it's been, you know, it's good. I like it. I didn't think I'd be quite so busy being self-employed so quickly, but there you go. So that's enough about me. Let's have some more music. This is Super Juez or Super Juez from Spain and a track called De Esto Lado. Sound from the first one, and that's what we like to do here on this show. Up as Super Juez, and you can find them at Bandcamp, Super Juez, SuperJuez of Bandcamp.com. A lovely track called De Esto Lado, which I rather enjoyed. Go and check it out. I think you can get the album for free, or name your own prize, which is, of course, is one of the marvelous things you can do with Bandcamp. Very, very good indeed. Now, I got this next track from Germany, from archive.org. More about me doing a bit of a search of archive.org in a minute. But this is from the archive.org /details/Diablero. So Diablero could be the record label or could be just a name that they choose to upload the stuff. But this is by 8TR, or 8-Bit Trash Riot. And a track from an album called Sonata for a Fictional Microcomputer. This is CPU. Mm-hmm. Trash Riot, very retro sound, very nice indeed. CPU, one of several tracks from a sonata for fictional microbial computer. Excellent. That's he's from Germany. Diablero, I think, might be a Brazilian collective of labels. I'm not quite sure, but yeah, it's interesting stuff. So check it out. Check it out. It's always a good thing. I really enjoyed that. Now the next track is another track from Panic, as recommended, and this is by Panic. You can find him at panic.cc, P-A-N-I-Q, from Germany. Quite a few Germans in today's show, I'm calling this in the daytime actually, which makes a change. This is a track strangely called I Wept for John Marston, whoever he is. Christmas. Oh, that was good. Panic, P-A-N-I-Q. I worked for John Marston, old Creative Commons artists, and he's a panic.cc. Excellent. From Frankfurt, Maine in Germany. Also available from Bandcamp. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Now, the next piece is something that was sent to me by various different... I get quite a few public relations people sending me tracks, which is interesting because I'm now working with public relations from the other side of the argument and trying to sort of push stuff to various different people. It's kind of interesting to see how it works out, actually, because I know how sometimes the people that send me music via public relations have absolutely no idea what I listen to, and absolutely have no idea how to approach it, and just sort of send me everything. You know, here's some heavy metal. Why don't you put it on the dub zone? I don't think so. But anyway, this is an area, a label, a promotions company that always delivers as far as I'm concerned. This is AF Music, af-music.de, Germany, at its best. This is a track called Der Hass, the Marbo's remix by Nico Weitz, originally by Sharon Next.
Bei der Eisenbahn.
retro feel there, very nice indeed. Some German electronic sort of industrial stuff. Der Hass was the title of the track. Sharon Next is the title of the artist, sharonnext.com. A number of different remixes available on that particular album, which I got from AF Music, as I said, so go check it out. Very, very good indeed. Excuse me. That was the Nico Vidites remix. Very good, very good indeed. Now, I mentioned that people are coming to get in contact with me, but as I said, I'll also go and do a bit of digging around. Some people ask me, how do I do that? Well, what I generally do is I use a number of different sites. If there's something brand new that I've never heard of before, I'll sort of just find it by pure luck or whatever. But if there's a particular set of areas that I'm interested in, I generally get the RSS feed and stick it into Google Reader, and then every week or so I go through Google Reader and pick out what makes me interested. And archive.org, of course, is a great place to get stuff. You do get a wide variety. Some of it is utterly awful, and some of it is absolutely fantastic. So we had CPU by 8-Bit Trash Ride a bit earlier on, and then I had an email from Jose and the Butt Sluggers, who were surprised to find that this English bloke, this British bloke, was playing their style of punkiness. The email came from a guy who told me his name was Robert Flip. And I thought, well, why not? Let's have another track from Jose and the Butt Sluggers. This is Cravats. Insane, absolutely love it for that reason. Totally insane. It passes the John Peel test, that's all I can say. If John Peel would have played it, and indeed he would have done, then so do I. Fantastic. Jose and the Butt Sluggers, aka Robert Flip, Richard Container, Les Crapule, Michael Portable, and Dave Lumbago. All honest, real names, apparently. Yeah, right. Love it, love it. Fantastic stuff. Let's go back now to something completely different. This is a track originally selected for Dust Particles Volume 2 on Angel Dust Records by Stoger, but he came up with the goods, and he came up with a track especially written for that particular album, which is still available, like all of them, at angeldustrecords.com, of course. This is Hazmat. excellent track. That was Hazmat by Stoger. You can find it at soundcloud.com/Stoger. As I said, that track could have been on Dust Particles Volume 2, but wasn't. But it's still available for free from SoundCloud. So go check it out. He's from the Bay Area in California. Wonderful, wonderful track. Right, next track comes to me from, well, it was actually sent to me by a new music promotions area called Independent Music Promotions, Independent Music Promotions. What a surprise. So James was in contact. Hello, James. Thanks very much for sending me some stuff. He got me some stuff which was very, very good as well. And it, as well, very clearly targeted at getting the right stuff for me, which is always a good thing. This is a band called Drunk Souls. I have actually played them before when they were releasing their albums on Jamendo, but they've obviously decided to shift a gear. This is Drunk Souls and Drifter Song.
Damn. There's a voice in my head trying to get me out of my bed. Don't want to do anything that's cool.
Last time I played Drunk Souls, they were a bit more sort of just sort of reggae. That's a wee bit more funky than I would normally play, but I rather enjoyed it nevertheless. That was called Drifter Song. You can find them at drunksouls.com. They're from Aix-en-Provence in southern France. As I said, got that from Independent Music Promotions. More tracks from them in completely different style coming next week and the weeks after. Good stuff. Now, this is an artist I got, once again, sent to me in an email from someone from Chaiwala's Boombox. That's a lovely title for an organisation, Chaiwala's Boombox. It just gives you the whole flavour, it just sounds fantastic. This is an artist called Sun Script, although they all sound Indian and probably are of Indian ethnic origin, I suspect. This is from Vancouver in Canada, a track called Mohabbat.
Thank you. Aha.
Yes, indeed. Nice mixture of sort of dubstepy type stuff and a bit of Bangla mixed in. Why not? Why not? Mohabbat by Sunscript. That's Sunscript. Skript. Excellent, excellent. From Vancouver. Vancouver? I can't get my worms out today. Vancouver in Canada. And that was from Chaiwala's Boombox. So I shall be plundering for more good stuff later on. Right, it's last track time. I hope you have enjoyed what you've heard, and you'll come back next week for another selection, a crazy selection of a very wide and diverse music that we like to play here. This is an artist coming up now called Nineball. Can't find a damn thing about him, other than he's on Housefly Records. Housefly Records are at houseflyrecords.eu. They're based in London. This is a bit of drum and bass, and the track is an homage to one of the founders of drum and bass, of course, LTJ Bookham. The track is just called Bookham. This is Nineball. I've been Pete Cogle. In fact, I've always been Pete Cogle. In fact, I'll be Pete Cogle next week. Come back then for PCP 409. In the meantime, hope you've enjoyed yourself, and see you soon, folks.
Thank you.